Welcome to Monday Morning Moments, a weekly podcast dedicated to helping you make the most of the moments in your life. I'm your host, Mike VanHooser. Hope you've had a great weekend. And as you start the week, I want to talk about vision for this week. And obviously, you've probably set some goals for this year, and vision is a big piece of that. Without vision, your goals don't take action. And I think it's important to have vision for a company, and I think it's important to have vision for yourself as well. So in talking about vision today, I want to talk about how this is an interesting concept and how we can make it come alive in our own lives. Vision is interesting because it can have several different meanings. It can mean something practical as the ability to see with your eyes, but it also can represent a lofty idea such as picturing an image of a future reality, seeing things not as they are, but as they could or should be. And many times it's easier to see that for an organization or to see it for somebody else, but not necessarily to see it for ourselves and to see how we could get to a certain place. I love the story of Mike Krzyzewski, the awesome basketball coach of the Duke Blue Devils. He defines vision as a mental image of a big picture of where you want to be. A mental image of a big picture of where you want to be. And he used to always talk to his players about vision and envisioning going to the Final Four and envisioning winning the championship. And they would talk about this and talk about where it was going to be and what it would feel like and what it would be like to be there. And he's had the chance and the opportunity to do that several times. And as they prepared for that, when they would arrive there, it was a place they had already been to in their mind, so they weren't shocked by it. They weren't nervous about it or anxious about it. They were ready and excited and anticipating what that would look like. Well, during one of his years, Coach K tells a great story about Shane Battier, who went on to not only have a great career at Duke, but also have a great pro career. And he talks about Shane and the power of having a shared vision. And after Shane Battier's sophomore year at Duke, Coach K discussed a vision for the future for Shane. Duke had lost several players, and Coach K challenged Shane to average 30 points a game and become the ACC Player of the Year. And he had a conversation with him about that. And what was interesting is that Shane had only averaged 8 points a game the previous year. This would be a big step up in leadership and performance for Shane. Coach K and Shane agreed that this would be an excellent shared vision between the two of them. Shane agreed to it, and Coach K offered his support to keep Shane accountable to this vision. Well, one morning during the summer, Coach K called Shane and asked him if he was thinking about scoring 30 points on Virginia before he went to bed the previous night. And Shane said, "No, Coach, I was just having breakfast." And Coach K immediately hung up on the phone. The next morning, Coach K called Shane and asked him if he was envisioning, when you got up this morning, were you envisioning receiving the ACC Player of the Year trophy when you awakened this morning? And Shane said no. And Coach K again hung up the phone. Shane called him back and pleaded with Coach K not to keep hanging up on him. And Coach K agreed to quit hanging up on him on one condition: if Shane would agree to quit hanging up on their shared vision. You see, he wanted Shane thinking about that every morning when he got up, when he went to workouts, when he thought about it during the day. He wanted him to envision these great moments in the future as a present reality and do everything he could to work towards that vision. And he wanted him to be constantly thinking about and working on accomplishing the shared vision that they both desired. So when we think about vision, it can be a very powerful force. There's an old proverb that states, "Without vision, the people perish." The question is, do you have a vision for yourself? And if so, do you keep it constantly before you? Do you have it up in your office? Do you have it in maybe your study at home? Do you have it in a book that you read? Do you keep it in a briefcase or purse or somewhere that's going to be with you? Do you have it in the car? Do you have it stored digitally somewhere where you can bring it up on your phone? Maybe it's the backdrop of your iPad, in the background of a presentation that you give. Maybe it's something that you think about constantly. We've got to keep vision constantly before us and look at it every day, just like we do our goals. Another question is it something you think about deeply and daily go out and advance the ball toward that vision? In other words, Is your daily and weekly schedule tied to the vision that you want to accomplish for your life, whether it be this year, the next year, 3 years down the road, or 5 years down the road? What are you doing today that's going to advance the ball towards your vision tomorrow? Another great question is, does your vision include all areas of your life, not just a single area such as work? This is really important because you play different roles in life, and it's important to have a vision that encompasses all of the roles that you play. If you have a spouse and children, what's your shared vision for them? How are you including them in on your vision? Is it just a solo vision, or is it a shared vision that includes the family and has implications for your spouse and also for your children? These are all important questions to ponder, but we often don't take the time to discover the answers to these questions and others. Well, getting back to Shane Battier, I guess you would want to know the rest of the story, as Paul Harvey so eloquently used to state on his radio program about Shane Battier. They had this shared vision going in that he would score 30 points a game and become the ACC Player of the Year. And there was probably more to that vision that extended past the next year as well. Shane Battier went on to become one of the most complete college basketball players ever. Given some stats on him, Battier is only one of four players with at least 1,500 points, 500 rebounds, 200 blocks, 200 assists, and 200 steals in a career. He was only one of four players who have won the Naismith and the John Wooden Award as the best college basketball player and been named Final Four Most Outstanding Player in the same season. He scored several 30-point games in his collegiate career and now plays in, well, he played in the NBA for both the Grizzlies and the Miami Heat and had a great pro career before he retired. He also completed a very well-rounded collegiate career, graduating from Duke with an excellent GPA. You see, his vision encompassed not only showing leadership on the court, but off the court as well. So I think the key question for today's podcast, and I'm going to give you a few others as well, but one of the key questions is, do you have a vision? And are you living that vision? And do you have someone who's holding you accountable and encouraging you to achieve that vision? I guess that's a few questions to ponder. But the first one is, do you have a vision? What is your vision for your life? What is the vision for your family? What is the vision for your team as a leader of that team? And are you living out that vision? Are your daily tasks connected to what that vision is? Do you have somebody who's holding you accountable and encouraging you to achieve that vision? Accountability is a great thing, but also we need cheerleaders in our lives to encourage us to achieve that vision. And it's important to have an inner circle of at least three people who will encourage you and keep you accountable to that vision and that goal. Vision can be an exciting place that we visit in our mind and then revisit in reality, just like Coach K used to share with his teams. We have to make sure that we see it clearly in our minds, and then we revisit it in reality and actually accomplish that as well. I want to give you some questions to ask, and I think these questions will be helpful in addition to many questions that we've had today. And I think that you'll really find some power in some of these questions as well. So in getting to a vision, you've asked, what is your vision for your life? Well, one of the ways to get there is, where do you see yourself in 3 years? Sometimes you might have a 5-year or 10-year vision, but I think it's realistic to say, where do I see myself in 3 years? And think about that in terms of your career, your relationships, your health, in a lot of different areas of your life, all the roles that you play in life. Where do you see yourself in each of those areas? Another great question is, what are you willing to sacrifice to get there? If you can think about what that vision is and should be and could be, what are you willing to sacrifice to get there? I've trained for marathons in the past, and there were sacrifices I had to make in terms of what I ate and how I trained and things like that to be able to accomplish qualifying for a Boston Marathon and setting 4 PRs in a certain year. And this was just a couple of years ago for me, but sacrifices had to be made in order to train to accomplish what that vision was, but I never gave up on that vision. Some things we need to change, and another question is, what are you willing to change to get there? In other words, if you have a vision for your health, you may need to change some things about your diet and exercise to get there. If you want to become a better leader, there's things that you're going to have to change about maybe giving up control of tasks, or to encourage people more, to give them feedback, to give up control and responsibility of certain things and allow people to step into those roles with the right coaching and guidance from you. You may be having to change yourself in terms of your most intimate relationships that you have with your family, with your kids, with your spouse, and you may have to adjust and change the way that you communicate with them. Communicate more, or being able to give up control of certain things around the house as well. Asking questions, seeking to understand the other person more and more. But change and growth are a part of achieving vision. And then a fourth one is, who's going to help you realize your vision? I don't think that we were meant to live without community and to live without others and to live a solo life. And so it's important that we include others in our vision. And that starts with family and friends and people who are on that same path. I think in that circle of three that you think about that can help you realize your vision, you need to choose people who understand that vision and maybe about a similar vision in their lives. When I've had people who are living for excellence in certain areas of their lives surround me and encourage me and challenge me, inspire me, and keep me accountable, those are the best types of relationships, not people who are on a different path and maybe aren't about those same things, because that can only drag me down and distract me from the vision that I'm trying to accomplish and being the best husband and the best father and the best leader and the best athlete and whatever other roles that I play, the best coach. I want people in my life who are going to inspire me and challenge me, maybe do things better than I do so I can learn from them. But it's important to think about who is in that vision casting, that shared vision, who's there cheering me on, collaborating with me, championing me and encouraging me, at times building me up, at times, you know, getting on to me because I'm not doing the things that I need to do to advance the ball towards that vision. So thinking about vision, I want you to think about these things and go away, you know, from this podcast, thinking about what the vision is for your life, thinking about a balanced view of that given all of your roles. And then maybe just take it 3 years out and think about, what can I do this year to advance the ball towards my three-year vision? And don't leave it as some lofty thing. I think it needs to be something that we bring down to, you know, the goals and action plan for this year. And then on a weekly, monthly, and quarterly basis, do things that are going to lead us towards that vision. I love what Les Parrott says in his book, 3 Seconds. He says, vision is a picture of the future that gives passion to the present. Vision is a picture of the future that gives passion to the present. When we think about this present moment, and we think about a vision that we really want to accomplish, it should give passion to what we're doing right now to accomplish what that vision is in our lives. Another quote I love is by Ralph Waldo Emerson, who said, whatever course you decide upon, there's always somebody to tell you that you're wrong. There are always difficulties arising which tempt you to believe that your critics are right. To map out a course of action and to follow it to an end requires courage. And it takes courage to do this, because we can have haters, we can have critics, we can have distractors, we can have things that take us off course. We have setbacks in our lives, and we have to make sure that we have that courage to stay on that path to accomplish the vision in our lives. But Henry David Thoreau offers some encouragement, and a good friend of Ralph Waldo Emerson. He said, if one advances confidently in the direction of one's dreams and endeavors to live the life which one has imagined, one will meet with a success unexpected in common hours. And that's my prayer and my hope for you, is that you will meet success that's been unexpected in common hours for yourself when you think about vision in your lives. And it demands being able to see what's possible. So as you think about vision, think about what's possible. Think about, what if I was able to accomplish that? And then go out and do it. And focus on the process, as we say many times, both on the blog site and in our leadership and sports performance talks and on this podcast as well. Be outcome driven. So be driven by that outcome, whatever that vision is for yourself. be process focused. Focus on the process to get to the outcome that you want. I wanted to also let you know that we put a YouTube video up on listening to the podcast through Alexa. Now that Alexa-powered speakers are almost everywhere and they're prevalent probably within your house, and you may have several there, you can actually listen to the podcast through Amazon Alexa. We've got a short instructional video on our website about that. So if you go to MikeVanHooser.com or go to my YouTube channel on Mike Van Hooser, and you can find it on YouTube, search for that, you will find a 3-minute instructional video about how to set this up in your Alexa app. And then if you want to listen to the podcast, you can consume it that way, in addition to subscribing through iTunes and subscribing through our website, or listening to it through an app like Downcast as well, or some of the other apps that are out there. Again, appreciate your support. Check out some of the new offerings that we're going to have. We have a new website called performinthemoment.com. It's based on my sports performance methodology and working with elite athletes at the high school, college, and professional level. And we've got many things that are going to be coming out with that, but there's a trailer on there that you can check out about a course, an online course that we're going to offer for sports performance. And we probably will be doing one for life and business performance. Obviously, the tips and techniques and principles that we'll have and the things that you learn in the sports performance course translate to life, but you may be interested in that. You can watch the trailer and keep looking for more information on our website about that, and message me or email me if you're interested in knowing more about the sports performance course and want to know when it's going to be available. Have a great week, and remember, make the most of the moments in your life and accomplish that vision in your life.